You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Life continues to return to normal in Texas after last week's freak winter weather and widespread blackouts. We'll talk about how we can prepare our homes for the worst coming up. First, Bill Martens joins me now for the last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Your support is super important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained.
And that's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. You've been meaning to give, so do it now during these last hours of the Winter Member Drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We made our goal last hour of 20 new and returning members. Thank you so much if you gave right now. Again, we're counting the minutes down here to the end of the drive. And here's a great thing. In this hour, we have a dollar for dollar match going on up to, this is a big one, up to $3,500.
Whoa.
This generous match is from current members, including a member in West Bend. It means that they'll match every single dollar that you give.
That is a big one. That's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality and to innovation. That's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that's all possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes Central Time possible and makes so many others possible as well. When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. Make a difference right now with your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's the last couple hours to pick up the new 2021 USA-made WPR t-shirt during this drive. It has a purple design showcasing Wisconsin's state symbols on a soft heather gray t-shirt. Show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Ask for that t-shirt when you make your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you care about state, regional, and world events, right? I mean, you care a lot. Well, at WPR and on Central Time, you get all of that information and also commentary and some suggested reading.
You get news and info and programs that clear your mind and entertain you. Support all the programs you value and get your gift matched dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because, somebody else is. I don't have to do it. Well, WPR has been around for years and years and years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors will give $10 or $20 a month. You choose what works best for you. Give now. It's time. It's a great time to do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a great time because that dollar-for-dollar match is in effect. Now, there's still room for your gift to be matched. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
As an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing. Five lucky people will receive $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you are already automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, what are you waiting for? Become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Barbara in La Crosse says, it inspires me to get out of bed and get moving, knowing I'll spend my day informed on what is happening in my world. And Esther in Madison says, in the quiet days of COVID-19, WPR is a daily diverse companion. Great to be there sharing inspiration with you, Barbara, and keeping you company. Esther, how about you? Have you been counting on Wisconsin Public Radio a lot in this last year? Make a gift and keep it going strong into the future right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're down to the last couple of hours of this winter member drive, and if you have not made a gift yet, this is a great hour to do it. We've got that dollar for dollar match up to $3,500. That's a lot of money, folks. Let's not leave any of that on the table. Make your gift right now and have it doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you depend on.
Give now, get your dollar-for-dollar match still in effect now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. This is Central Time. Nearly 20,000 Texans are still without power today. Freezing cold temperatures arrived last weekend, overwhelming their power grid, leaving millions of people in the dark for much of the week. In addition, as of this morning, more than 1,200 public water systems were reporting disruptions in service, affecting more than 8.7 million people. Most of those people are under boil water notices. Here in Wisconsin, the agency that focuses on emergency preparedness says the state is ready to handle that kind of disaster. But that doesn't mean a long-term power outage can't happen to you, so it's important to have a plan. You can tell us about yours if you have one at 800-642-1234. What is in your emergency kit? Does everyone in your household know what to do if the lights go dark? Have you been in a situation where you were caught without power or clean water for a long period of time? Do you have, or you're thinking about getting a generator? What questions do you have about being prepared? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Andrew Beckett is the public information officer for Ready Wisconsin. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, our thoughts, of course, are with people down in Texas. Hopefully things are recovering soon there. As someone who works in emergency preparedness, seeing what's going on in Texas, what kind of things does that put on your mind?
Well, you know, it's obviously heart-wrenching to see the photos and hear the stories about how the outage has affected those people living in Texas. You know, emergency management officials have discussed and tried to plan for the effect of a widespread power outage like that. You know, some of those impacts, such as disruptions to water systems, access to food, safe places to seek shelter. You know, however, the sheer scale of what happened in Texas and the overwhelming demand for resources in the aftermath of that outage highlight why it's important to make sure that you have a plan in place. Floods, tornadoes, severe winter storms, severe summer storms can all disrupt the electric grid, and it can take a few days for help to get fully mobilized and for services to be restored. So knowing what to do and having supplies on hand to help keep you safe is critical.
We'll get into some of the plans that anybody could put into effect. Something that Texas has really highlighted to me is there's a lot of people out there, Andrew, who rely on electricity for medical devices, often critical medical devices that help keep them alive. How important is it for those people, their caregivers, they have them, relatives, maybe even health providers, to be thinking what happens if the power goes down?
You know, a lot of that comes down to having that personal plan in place. You know, those with disabilities, medical conditions, mobility issues, anything that is reliant or at risk of having its service disrupted because of a power outage, you know, you need to start thinking in advance about having a backup plan in place. What are you going to do if you can't recharge that device in your home? You don't want to be waiting until the need becomes too critical to act and you're actually putting your life or someone in your care at risk. Because you don't know what to do. So if you have a family member or yourself or a neighbor with special needs, you want to make sure that you're thinking in advance about what they're going to do in the event that there were a long-term power outage that would require some action.
I've seen people make the case that one of the best things you can do to plan, again, before a disaster, isn't just about, you know, the physical stuff you have in your place, but knowing your neighbors, knowing who they are, how to reach each other, knowing, having that mental list of maybe family members or friends who need a check-in when things are tough, when they might have that power outage of their own. How important is that we have that sort of social connection in mind as we get ready for a disaster?
Well, you know, community planning is a huge part of preparedness and making sure that you have that plan in place. You know, a good emergency plan focuses on a number of different areas and really you know, you can't plan for every eventuality, but you can work to adapt to the circumstances of a disaster. You know, identifying the common risks in your community and around your home, and knowing what resources are in place in order to address those issues. You know, if there's a common place, for example, with flooding, that sandbags are usually available in your community, know in advance where those kinds of resources are going to be offered if there were a risk to your property. Knowing where the shelters are, what organizations are going to offer that kind of assistance normally. Is the Red Cross active? Is it the Salvation Army? Is someone else in your community the usual resource for that? And then, of course, having an emergency communication plan in place for your family, you know, including contacts for each other, having a hard copy of that on your person, in a backpack, in the wallet, in a purse, as well as having a contact designated outside your area so that if it's difficult to get in touch locally, you might be able to get a message out and relay it through a person who's in another area that may not be affected by the outage. You know, power outages can disrupt cell networks, so making a call may not be fully reliable. We always encourage people to send text messages instead of calling in an emergency because a text message is more likely to go through. But you want to make sure that you have those plans in place and know how to get in touch with each other and know who you need to check in with so that if there is that sort of disruption, you're getting the information available and getting the information to each other in order to remain safe.
We're talking about how to prepare ourselves and our homes for long-term power outages with Andrew Beckett, Public Information Officer for Ready Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has the situation in Texas got you thinking about your plans to handle a power outage, especially if it lasts for a while? Do you have things in place for that kind of disaster? Do you have questions for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up a conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the best ways to prepare for a long-term power outage. Millions of people in Texas were without electricity and water last week after frigid winter weather overwhelmed the grid there. Some are still without power and remain under boil water advisories. Andrew Beckett stays with us from Ready, Wisconsin. Andrew, let's get into some practical tips. What kind of things do we want in our kind of a home emergency power outage kit?
Well, sure. So really, an emergency kit is something that you should have for all eventualities, whether it be power outages or any sort of emergency that may strike. You know, some of the key items in there are supplies of non-perishable foods, things that require minimal preparation and aren't going to spoil easily, so that, you know, if bad weather's in the forecast and you were to lose power, you're able to continue getting, feeding your family, you know, and maybe adding a little extra if you're expecting bad weather in the forecast. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you have plenty of water on hand, you know, whether that's, as some people did in Texas, filling the bathtub when there was the possibility of power going out and maybe losing water service, or just keeping gallon jugs somewhere safe in your home. You know, really, you need about a gallon of water per person per day in your family. That's to cover all needs, including drinking, cooking, personal hygiene. You don't want to forget pets either. And really, we encourage people to have about a 72-hour supply on hand at all times, so that if there is something were to occur, you know, it can take a couple of days for help to get there, for service to be restored. Really, we ask that 72 hours really be the bare minimum you consider. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you have a way to get updated information, especially in a power outage. You know, cellular networks and TV may be disrupted. Access to recharging mobile devices could be difficult. You want to make sure you have something like a battery-operated solar or hand-cranked radio, something that can be used to tune into local radio stations, many of which will still be able to broadcast on generator power during an extended power outage. You know, on that same vein, you want to make sure that items like first aid kits, flashlights, extra batteries, snacks, copies of critical personal documents, and something that came up a lot in Texas, you know, a stash of emergency cash in your home is not a bad idea. Digital payment options, ATMs, may not be available during a widespread outage. So keeping a little bit of cash somewhere stocked in a safe place at home may not be a bad idea.
Let's talk about one safety element that seems to come up when these things happen in wintertime, Andrew, and that's things like carbon monoxide poisoning, people trying to use improvised heating devices or generators where they shouldn't. What are some of the safety guidelines for that?
You know, generators can be an important tool, and they are something that's worth looking at if you think your needs would support having one, but you got to keep safety in mind. You want to make sure you know how to operate that device safely and within its limits. You want to make sure the limitations are being observed and that they're properly installed, and that you want to make sure that routine maintenance is being done, you know, cycling the fuel, testing them regularly. Portable generators especially should be operated in well-ventilated places. You want to avoid carbon monoxide and fire concerns that can be associated with them. You know, if your heat does go out, obviously with some of the weather we saw recently here in Wisconsin, especially with those extreme negative temperatures, it can be very dangerous in your home. But you don't want to use something like a gas oven, a grill, a propane heater to warm up your home. They can pose serious risks of carbon monoxide poisoning or create a fire hazard. Those devices are usually not designed for home heating in mind, and not having them properly vented can cause that gas to build up in your home. You know, if you don't already have one, or if you haven't checked it recently, carbon monoxide detector is something that you should have in your house. Those devices really should be replaced about every 5 years, and the batteries need to be replaced regularly as well. Don't wait until it starts putting off the warning beep. You want to make sure that annually you're checking those devices and replacing batteries and replacing them if they're old.
We've been talking about kind of individual household preparedness, Andrew. Can you talk about how the state as a whole is prepared in a way, hopefully, that doesn't have most of the state losing power at the same time as so much of Texas did?
Sure. So, of course, Wisconsin's no stranger to widespread power outages. You know, it was less than 2 years ago that a major storm system swept through central Wisconsin and knocked out power to thousands of people, some for several days. You know, electricity is something that we rely on for just about everything, and outages can be dangerous, even in the middle of a Wisconsin summer. So it's important to always be prepared for the unexpected. Planning for a widespread power outage has long been a focus of emergency management in Wisconsin, and the state's participated in multiple exercises to test the plans that have been developed. You know, this includes participation in the GridX series and a full-scale statewide dark sky exercise that occurred in 2018. Dark Sky, over 1,000 people who work for state, local, and federal government agencies, along with volunteer organizations, utility partners, private sector businesses, practice the response to a simulated widespread outage. And that planning really never stops. It's likely in the event of Texas that will lead to additional reviews and possible changes going forward.
And Andrew, if people want some resources to help them prepare for disasters or of whatever sort, what kind of resources are out there online and otherwise?
Well, you can find a number of tips from us in terms of how to build your own kit, how to make emergency plans with your family at readywisconsin.wi.gov. We also encourage people to always check in with the Federal Emergency Management Agency for resources at fema.gov. And of course, keep tabs on what the weather is expected to be in Wisconsin through local media, as well as through your local National Weather Service office, which you can find at weather.gov.
We'll leave it there. Andrew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Andrew Beckett is the public information officer for Ready Wisconsin. We talked to him about how we can prepare our households for long-term power outages. Coming up after the news, the pandemic has been a big challenge for Wisconsin's economy. We'll talk to an expert about the outlook for 2021. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Bill Martins joins me now on this last day of the drive. Listener donations are the largest source of funding for all of our Wisconsin Public Radio programs. If you've been meaning to give, now is the time because the drive ends at 6 o'clock. Go to WPR.org now or call 888-202-2552.
And this is a great hour to give because we've got a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 in effect right now. It's a great time because current members, including a member in West Bend, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your gift right now at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In that last conversation, we talked about how to prepare for emergencies, power outages in particular, but other ones, things we can do to make sure we stay connected during an emergency, that we have some of the basic supplies we need, how ready the state is for hits to our power grid. It's an example of the kind of practical information you can count on here on Central Time.
Yeah, I'm listening to that conversation and I'm thinking, okay, I got to do this, got to do that. And I'm like coming up with this mental checklist of things that I've got to do. You know, WPR is listener supported. And that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
We're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or from your credit card. Here's a nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered in all of our member drive drawings.
Oh, yeah, and this could be your lucky drive. Right now, we have a drawing for five people to win $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store. Start your ongoing monthly gifts today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A lot of the things you pay for improve your quality of life, like good coffee or locally brewed beverages of various sorts, dinner with friends, or a fun activity with your kids.
Listening to WPR is just like those other things that are worth paying for. It enriches your life. It makes your day better. Support what's important to you. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
A buck a day comes out to $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge it to your credit card. Make that gift right now in the amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the last day of this drive. Just an hour and a half left to give during this winter member drive. If you've been waiting till the last minute, well, you're getting ever closer. Don't wait till the very last minute. Get it done now. And as you support the programs you value, you could show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2021 WPR T-shirt. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Stacy in New Berlin says, it's about time I donate. Well, thank you very much, Stacy. How about you? If you have not made a gift to WPR, maybe this is the time to do it. I would encourage you to do it. We're down to just a little more than an hour left in this winter member drive, and we could not bring you these fine programs like Central Time without your support. It's very important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You count on us each day for great conversations here on Central Time and all over the Ideas Network. We count on you to help pay for it. Make your gift on the last day of this winter member drive right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we get an update on Wisconsin's economic outlook for the year. First, it's the last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Bill Martins joins me now. Your support is so important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained.
And that's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. You've been meaning to give, so do it now. On this last day, these final hours of the member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With some good news to report, we had that dollar-for-dollar match in effect from current members, including a member in West Bend. Well, it was a big match, and we met it in the first half hour of this hour. That is great. That's a great way to start to wrap things up on this last day of the drive. Still room, though, for your gift. We're hoping to get seven new members still by the end of this hour. You can help us get there when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On Central Time, you get a little bit of everything. You get the news of the day. Sometimes we talk about movies and sports. Sometimes you might talk about more like psychological type things. It's your go-to place for an informative and interesting afternoon.
Your financial support is a big part of what makes these hours possible. Listener support is the biggest piece of our funding here at WPR. Make a contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And WPR is one place where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
It's hard to buy a lot for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. It works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy heather gray t-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky.
The WPR t-shirt looks like you could find it at a boutique store. It looks really cool. I like how it has all the different animals. It feels very connected to nature.
It's got a deer and a bird and a badger all on a nice gray t-shirt, and it looks kind of like constellations in the night sky.
A dark gray t-shirt with light purple Wisconsin state symbols on there that also have these constellations. Looks super comfy.
Ask for yours now when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
You can do that at WPR.org if you want to give online, or you can make a phone call, 888-202-2552, to make your donation. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Bill Martins. Your support during this winter member drive on this last day of the drive makes the WPR programs you count on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, really does make a difference.
And giving to WPR is really easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, let's say $10 a month.
Then that donation will keep coming back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give the amount that's right for you.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. We are listener supported, and that means your support is crucial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As an added bonus today for supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing. Five lucky people will win $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store. No contribution is necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, you are automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers making those ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's really easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Karen in Verona says, I've wanted to give more to WPR for a while, and the t-shirt prompted me to do it today. Thank you so much. Enjoy the shirt. How about you? Support great public radio in Wisconsin with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's unemployment rate soared in the early days of the pandemic, initially hitting the double digits. The rate is back down to 5.5%, but that's not as low as it was before COVID-19 started squeezing businesses and workers. Meanwhile, Governor Evers is proposing to spend millions of dollars supporting small businesses and economic development around the state, and Democrats in Congress are working on a new COVID relief package. So how does this all set up Wisconsin's economy for the months ahead? You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the job market for 2021? Are you on the job market? How is it going for you? Were you, as an employee or a business manager or owner, in one of those lines of work hit really hard by the pandemic? How are things going for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Abdur Chaudhry joins us for a look at Wisconsin's economy. He's a professor emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me in your program.
Well, one of the big issues we've seen all along here is these businesses, restaurants and others that were hit especially hard by the pandemic because they're, you know, places where people gather. And the people who work at those, what are you watching for that sector of the economy that's been hit so hard?
Basically, the recovery of this sector crucially depends on vaccination. What we have seen in the last last couple of weeks in Wisconsin is that the number of COVID cases are going down, and also the number of vaccinations are increasing. Now, this is a positive sign. If the vaccination increases, then my guess is that in the next 2-3 months, we will see many of these restaurants and, you know, places where there are contacts with customers, these places will open, and that will increase employment in this sector of the economy.
Now, we've seen things like the Paycheck Protection Program aimed at helping that kind of business. A lot of businesses stay afloat during this tough time. Now, we have Governor Evers proposing a little more at the state level. Members of Congress may be working on something. Has there been enough help to make sure we don't lose a good chunk of our economy forever, in effect?
Actually, there has been some help. For example, last December, the Congress passed a relief bill, which did give some money to businesses, for instance. But I think we need more. And if you look at the Biden administration, they have suggested this $1.9 trillion relief bill. Governor Evers, in his 2-year budget, he has also proposed a significant amount of money to help businesses who have been affected by pandemic. So these things will help to bring us sort of out of this situation.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate, as I mentioned, about 5.5%. Pre-pandemic, that was down at 3.5% last February. What do you make of our current unemployment numbers? Do you see them anytime soon going back down to where they were before the pandemic hit in the first place?
I do expect the unemployment rate to drop from 5.5% as we over the next 2-3 months. You know, by summer, once vaccination drive is successful, as well as, you know, the weather gets warmer, I do expect to see unemployment rate decline significantly, even if it doesn't go to 3.5% very soon. But I think it will be below 5 and close to 4%.
We've seen a lot of shifts in the way we do business, and especially the way we buy stuff, Abdur, during the pandemic. A lot of online ordering. This is already a trend, of course, accelerated by people not wanting to go out to a store. Fair enough. Curbside pickup, restaurant delivery. How much do you think these changes we've seen over the last year are going to stick around and just be permanent factors in the economy?
I think it will stick around, these, you know, pickups from restaurants, you know, curbside pickup from grocery stores. Those are some things that will stay with us for some time to come.
Talking to Abdur Chaudhry from Marquette University, a Department of Economics, Professor Emeritus there, looking at Wisconsin's economic prospects for the year to come as hopefully we recover more and more from the pandemic. Abdur, you mentioned that $1.9 trillion package coming from the White House and Congress, still in the works on the congressional side of things. There's been some argument, you know, we've already spent enough at the federal level. We need more. We need even more than this. What do you think about the level of funding and the impact it might have?
We do need more. There's no question about it. Whether we will go up to $1.9 trillion is something that we have to see. President Biden is trying to come up with some sort of a compromise bill with the Republicans. So my guess is after all the negotiations are done, the number will drop from $1.9 trillion. It will be closer to, I would say, my guess, somewhere around $1.5, $1.4 trillion. That will be the final number. But we do need a significant amount of help from the federal government for a number of states.
And how important is the timing, doing it quickly versus a long, protracted negotiation here? Does having something in place a month from now make that much difference versus 2 or 3 months from now, say?
No, I think the timing is important. The faster, you know, the negotiations are done, the earlier we can get the money into the hands of businesses and workers, the better the economy will be, the faster the recovery will be. So the timing is very important.
Now, as we mentioned, the unemployment rate went back down from the peak of the pandemic, but not as low as it was. I know there's concern for people who are in the long-term unemployed category. Maybe that restaurant or event worker or bar worker or whatever, where they can't just go get a job at another restaurant. They're just out of work. And there's concern that when you have that in your background, it gets harder to get that job even when the jobs are available. Do you have concerns about that?
Yes, I do. And as I said, I don't expect unemployment rate to go down to 3.5%, which was the pre-pandemic level, very soon. The reason is we all know that many businesses were shut down permanently. So those workers who are working there, they have lost their jobs. It will be hard for them to get another job. It will take time. So my guess is that unemployment will drop to 4.5% and will stay there for some time.
One concern traditionally when it comes to getting back to the federal government and recovery spending, if the federal government injects too much money into the economy, whether by printing money or by borrowing lots of money and then spending it, that it can lead to fears of inflation. And it seems, Abdur, like a lot of economists who used to worry about that don't as much anymore. Where do you stand on that?
I basically agree with that group. Inflation currently is running below 2% in the U.S. And you have to think, what is more important at this point? You know, if there is a trade-off, should we accept a slightly higher inflation so that we can increase economic growth? I think economic growth to generate recovery, economic growth is more important. So if the inflation goes up, and inflation will go up slightly in the coming months from below 2%, my estimate is that inflation will go to somewhere around 2.5% by this summer. But it's a price worth paying.
Switching to another topic that might be on people's minds soon, I've seen some concerns that the big weather hit in Texas might start affecting things like gasoline prices in the Midwest, if it isn't already. What are you watching for there?
Yes. In fact, what we are expecting is that because of the refineries being closed and the lack of electricity, about 40% of total production of gasoline has been affected. A number of refineries in Texas, Kansas, for example, were closed. So that will affect the price of gas that we pay at the pump. And my estimate is that you'll see gas prices go up by about 25 cents in the next week or two. After that, once everything comes back to production, things will sort of settle down and gas prices will sort of stabilize after about 2-3 weeks.
And that takes me to what might be one of the next big debates in Congress. A long talked about infrastructure investment program. People point toward power grids in places like Texas and, of course, to roads and transportation infrastructure as being out of date, needing some money. Infrastructure maybe being a way to stimulate the economy more. Do you have thoughts on what kind of things we might want to see if, in fact, infrastructure is the next item up for bids in Congress?
Yes, the Biden administration has already sort of given indication that they will have an infrastructure bill. They want to spend some money, and it has two positive things. First is obviously a lot of infrastructure in this country needs to be repaired, needs to be improved, updated. And second, it will provide jobs to a lot of people. That will generate a lot of economic growth in the country. So I think infrastructure investment will go a long way in helping us in the recovery.
Now, we've seen, as we look back to the Great Recession, the generation that came out of high school and college there took an economic hit that stuck around with them for a long time. Do you have fears for that generation maybe hitting the job market 2020, 2021, how this is going to affect them down the road?
The type of jobs that will be available is changing, as you know. So that will affect, you know, the skills that are required from our new graduates. They will need maybe a new set of skills for this changed environment. And that's one thing that I think we need to consider and we need to sort of prepare for.
And speaking of preparation, I mean, we got hit by this pandemic. We didn't know it was coming, but we know some kind of disruptions will happen in the economy from decade to decade. Are there lessons you're taking away on how to plan for the unexpected big hit, whether it's a Great Recession, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a huge power grid outage?
Yes. Obviously, these are unexpected. We can't sort of plan for it way ahead of time. But we need to set aside some money, for example. We need to increase our savings rate, both at the personal level and also at the government level, so that we have some funds to meet emergencies like this. And one thing we have seen in the last year, that personal savings rate in the U.S. has gone up. We were far behind other Western countries when it came to savings, but personal savings rate has gone up in the last year or so, and I think that's a good sign. If we can save more, invest, that will help us to meet these emergencies in the future.
Abdur, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Okay, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Abdur Chaudhry is a professor emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. He joined us for a look at Wisconsin's economic health and what's ahead as the pandemic continues. Coming up at 5, stay tuned for NPR special coverage of an event at the White House. President Biden, Vice President Harris commemorating the loss now, as of today, of 500,000 people in the United States during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now it's the last day of our winter member drive. Bill Martins joins me. Your contribution keeps this program and all of Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. $10 a month, $100 a month, every gift at any amount makes a huge difference because the largest share of funding for WPR programs comes from people like you. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for your support during this winter member drive. We could not do it without you. And that's not something that we just say. We literally could not do this without your financial support, because listener support is the single largest source of funding for the programs that you've come to depend on, like Central Time. So if you have not made a gift yet, you got a little more than an hour to do that. So WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help pay for the programs you depend on.
In that last conversation, we heard from an economist here in the state. We've had a long conversation over the years with Abdur Chaudhry, looking at the latest twists and turns of the economy and the big picture stuff as well. In this case, looking at how Wisconsin could recover from the hit that we took because of the pandemic. Just an example of the kinds of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
WPR is listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
We have a beautiful new T-shirt this year. It's printed here in Wisconsin. This Heather Gray tee features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky. Show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR T-shirt today. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. When I was a student, I wasn't in a position then to be a donor to very many things that I cared about. Wisconsin Public Radio is the central way to get a broad education on a whole lot of different topics in a non-threatening, often entertaining way. It's such an inexpensive thing when you think of how much good you get from it and how much you hope other people who aren't in a position to donate are getting from it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
You can make that gift online there at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Central Time, Rob Ferret here with Bill Martins. Your support on this last day of our member drive keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether you give $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we do count on your gift.
If you've already renewed or make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you very much. Listeners who renew and those monthly sustainers are the backbone of WPR.
If you haven't given yet, join thousands of other WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day and some on the weekend, you're listening for hundreds of hours a year.
If you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today of, say, $10 or $20 a month. For hundreds of hours of listening, that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you're ever going to find. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2021 WPR t-shirt. Get them while they're hot. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Constance in Fish Creek says, born and raised in WI and just moved back. I listen all the time. I love WPR. Marie in Blooming Grove says, Rob has one of the best news sources for Wisconsinites, period, in our roles as both local and world citizens. Thank you both so much. Now, how about you? Join Constance and Marie with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.